Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight on Fire to Inspire. I am so excited to bring this show to you tonight. The topic is free to be me. And how many of y'all know it's time for you to walk in every talent, every gift, every ability, and be free to be who you're called to be? Amen. Amen. And so it's time to walk in everything that God has called you to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So without further ado, I want to thank all of our guests tonight. All of our sponsors tonight. On Fire to Inspire, our sponsors are Andrew Towns, who is the voice of God in the spiritual realm. I tell you, this is a blessing. This book has blessed many, many lives and many hearts. And so we want to thank Miss Alexandra Townsend for being one of our sponsors every week. And I'm telling you, that book is such a blessing. She has blessed many with an account sharing how God blessed her son and took him out of captivity of an addiction, a 15-year addiction to alcohol. Then we have Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. And I'm telling you, this is a musical genius, a psalmist from heaven, Vincent Lynch. And I'm telling you, he has beautiful, beautiful music. If you love to hear jazz, he has some great songs out there on Reverb Nation. He also found his music on CD Baby. So go out there and get your music, because I'm telling you, you'll be blessed. Again, that's Third Heaven Sound, and you can get that on Reverb Nation as well as CD Baby. Then we have Unique Expression by Design with Angelise Washington. And I'm telling you, whatever it is that you need customized, whether it's for your personal needs or your professional needs for your business, Angelise can take care of it. So if you need it as a T-shirt, cup, mug, pens, whatever it is, she brings what you desire into reality. So that's Unique Expression by Design with Angelise Washington. And then we also have PrintTower.com with Mike Edwards, who will take care of all of your other business needs. So if you need banners, you need magnets, you need magnetic signs, business cards, things of that nature. So we have your one-stop shop there for your business items. They even do videography, photography, they have DJ service, and they have web design in their capacity of PrintTower.com. So thank you to all of our sponsors for On Fire to Inspire. We truly, truly appreciate it, and we pray the blessings of God over your businesses for supporting this ministry. Well, guys, we are back to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah. But tonight's topic is free to be me. Yes, it is time to walk in everything that you are. It is time for you to be the person that God has called you to be. No longer will you walk in somebody else's identity. You are going to walk in who God has called you to be. Everything that he's called you to be. Every gift, every talent, every ability. So God is saying the time is now to live out the life that he's called you to. But I'm not going to jump into that. I'm going to welcome our guest tonight, Miss Angela Crook Lynch. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. How are you tonight, woman of God?
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm fantastic.
Amen, amen. I tell you, God is doing some great, great things, and I see you just all on the social media circuit, girl.
Yes, yes. I'm just so grateful. Yes.
Amen, amen. Amen. I want you to introduce yourself to the On Fire to Inspire audience.
Okay. Yes. My name is Angela Cook Lynch. I am a motivational speaker. I'm an advocate for children who have dealt with or are dealing with mental illness. I have an organization called Healing Hearts Through the Arts, and it's an organization that helps children, again, who I've dealt with or deal with mental illness, but we help them in a way where they are, we help them to deal with mental illness through music and creative art forms, because sometimes our children aren't able to express themselves verbally, and we have to find a way to reach them. And this organization was given to me by God about 4 years ago, and I'm having a benefit on January 22nd this year. And it is a benefit, and it's called Free Your Mind. That's Y-O, Free Your Mind, Spoken Word Jazz Cafe. And it is a benefit raising funds to help them. I also am an actress and a spoken word artist myself and a filmmaker. So I pretty much wear many different hats, and I'm just grateful for the opportunity to do so.
Amen, amen. I tell you, so many times we have so many giftings, and, you know, sometimes people try to tell you, oh, you know, you can't do everything at one time. Well, you know what? God may have birthed you to be able to handle those many gifts at one time. So, you know, if you're doing it well, you're wearing those gifts well, you're doing your spoken word, you're acting in films. How many films did you appear in 2016?
About 20, within this last 2 years, probably about 40 or so different film and television and independent films as well.
Amen, amen. God is just doing some amazing work, and you're working on a film that you wrote yourself, and I'm excited about that coming to fruition as well.
Yes. That film is going to be my tentative date is for by my birthday, which is in April. And it is a film dealing with all types of mental illness, from schizophrenia to bipolar, what have you. And it's pretty much dealing with what happens in our community. We have so many different people who have dealt with mental illness, and it is just a thing where people have so many stigmas attached to mental illness, and it helps shed light that you don't have to be afraid of it. And just like when a person has any other type of illness, the first thing we do, we ask that person, okay, what is it? What is going on? And we try to find out how we can help them if they need money for medicine, if they need someone to talk to. But it is just a thing where I think light needs to be shed, because it still is, and it still is sad that it is taboo still in our community. And it is only when a celebrity or someone suffers from it that it is put more in light. And, you know, we're grateful for people who are in the media or who are influential to help. But what about the regular everyday people, you know? So that is scheduled to come out in April.
Good, good, good. That is such a blessing, such a blessing. So with that said, the topic tonight was free to be me. What does this topic itself mean to you?
Free to be me. Free to be me means whatever it is that makes you feel as though you're free. It's not what society says. It's not what your family says. It's not what friend, your husband, your wife. It's you. It's an individual thing. It's free to express yourself in any type of way that you want to. And it is like liberating, because there are no limitations. There's nothing that holds you down in a particular box or anything that says what freedom means everyone has to agree, because we're individuals. And when we allow ourselves just to be as we are. And it may change from day to day, but it means there are no limitations. It means there is no one putting you in a category of how they feel your freedom is based on. It is in an individual thing. And when we come to that conclusion that it doesn't matter how it may seem or sound to anyone else, then that pretty much is the beginning of our freedom within ourselves.
Amen. I like that. And, you know, so that's why I was saying even in the introduction, to be who God called you to be and stop trying to be someone else, because you were made uniquely. You were made different. You were apart. And so stop trying to be caught up in being someone else. Be all your identity. With all your many gifts and talents and abilities, you know?
Yeah.
Yes. Now, you said you have an event coming up, and it's going to be a fundraiser for your organization, and it's called Free Your Mind.
Free Your Mind, yes. That event, it is a fundraiser, and it is January the 22nd. It's on a Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. And that's at this event, we will have vendors. I have vendors there. We will have light hors d'oeuvres being served, and we have spoken word artists, rhythm and blues, gospel, jazz. We're going to have monologue and a couple of surprises going on. And it's going to be streamed live as well. And the community, you know, is welcome to come out. And so far as of now, it should be a pretty filled house, and I'm just so excited. And this is an event that's going to take place like every other month. So the next one is for March. So if anyone is interested as a vendor or as a participant or just want to volunteer, we would love to have you.
Amen. So you said this event is on Sunday, January 22nd, so that's in 12 days, and I happen to be one of the media people on. I'm excited about teaming up with Mr. Ed Womack.
And Dr. Ed Womack, yes, definitely.
Yes, his vivacious energy and silly self, and then you got Miss On Fire to Inspire all under one roof. I don't know if we're going to do it ourselves, I tell you.
Yes.
But tell us the cost of the ticket. Tell us the address.
Okay, the cost of the event is for adults is $10, and for the youth who are 13 and up, it's just $5. And the address is 1303 Parker Road, Conyers, Georgia.
Conyers. All right.
Yes.
Good. Guys, if you are just joining us, the topic tonight is and we have Angela Crook Lynch with us, spoken word artist. An author on the rise, filmmaker, film writer, youth and mental illness advocate, founder of Healing Hearts Through the Arts. And she's putting on a fundraiser on January 22nd here in the Conyers area. And the address is at 1303 Parker Road, Suite G, and it's going to be hosted at the Kingdom Works International Ministries facility. So we definitely want to go and support this great cause. It will take place at what time?
Four to seven.
And you said the first portion of it is going to be networking and vendors?
It's going to be networking. Yes, networking and vendors. I have people who have the vendors who have toys from handbags to jewelry, crochet, just all different types of vendors that are gonna be there. So just get ready to come out and enjoy yourself and pick up a few items that you may need. And it is just so amazing to have this opportunity.
Yes, it's a great, great opportunity. Now, tell us your vision, your long-term goals for Healing Hearts Through the Hearts. What do you want to be able to do, and what do you want to be able to see? What direction you want to be able to take this organization in?
Okay, well, I speak and I will wait for the manifestation that
mm-hmm.
there will be a building for Healing Hearts
mm-hmm.
Through the Arts. It would be Healing Hearts Through the Arts Community Center. And what would happen at this community center is that it's going to be a facility where the children can come. And my goal is to that it will be free of charge. In the beginning, there may be fees, but my goal is to have it where the children will be able to come and just feel free to express themselves in whatever way. We're not going to diagnose them with anything. We're just going to let them come and be themselves, because what happens is so many times our children are given medicine, and then it gets in their systems, and then they become dependent on it. We're not there to be therapists. What we're there is to just let them express themselves freely. If they come in and they have a pen and paper and they draw X, well, we're going to celebrate that. We're going to celebrate whatever they do. And as time progresses, these children, it is like a 3-month program, so to speak, that they'll be a part of. And at the end of that 3 months, whatever they would have learned, if they've learned how to crochet, or if they've learned how to write a book. And I'm grateful to know you personally, because this with you pretty much producing your own book and your own book publishing company, that they will be able to, these kids will be able to, by the end of the 3 months, publish their own book. They will be able to, they will have their business cards. They will be able to produce a CD. They will be able to make jewelry, learn how to make all different kind of arts and crafts. Learn how to make soaps and perfumes and all those things. So I have people who are waiting for the building, who are waiting to just go ahead and volunteer their services and their time. And as it progresses, I also will have a thrift store, Auntie Angel's Thrift Store. This is a business that would be for profit, so that when the children graduate from this program and they become young entrepreneurs, they will have a place to actually be employed to go ahead on and buy supplies and things. So then they will soon open up their own place of businesses. And in March, I will have at least 5 young adults who have businesses that would be a part of the March program, that they will come there. We will patronize their business.
All right. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, it's about trying to make sure that, you know, our children are equipped and being able to show their gifts. I know we have a lot of artists in our ministry, children that are artists, be it, you know, musically inclined, things of that nature. And I just praise God that, you know, we're helping look at and find their gifting early. I know I noticed at an early age that my daughter had an eye for photography, and she is the actual photographer of all of my pictures of On Fire to Inspire, the first one. So, you know, I thank God for being able to see that gift in her. And so I thank God that you're actually taking and identify gifts in other children and help bring it out. And that's going to build mm-hmm. them up automatically, because you're taking the time to see something in them.
Yes. I'm grateful for that.
How is this dear to your heart?
You said, how is it near and dear to my heart?
Yes.
Well, the reason why it's near and dear to my heart is because I am a victorious survivor of mental illness and sexual abuse myself. And so what has happened is that as a child growing up, I was, how can I put it? I was called names weird, crazy, peculiar, all those things, and me not knowing, like, why, you know. And I grew up in a household of, like, with 15 children, and so during these times, we didn't know too much about what mental illness was, because, again, imagine, now it's not so much talked about, or if it is talked about, it's talked about in a bad way. So having been violated, I suppressed so many different things. And so I didn't get help until I was like 25, almost 30. And I had gotten help much sooner, I believe, that my life would have turned out, you know, like differently. But actually that I think about it on some days that I wouldn't change anything, because then I wouldn't have been able to receive everything that God has for me, so that I may be a vessel to help some other children. Because had I not gone through it myself, I don't know how I would have been beneficial to help anyone. But because I've gone through it personally, from the medications, I've taken every medication you probably could think of, from Zoloft to Paxil to Prozac. I've been to many different facilities, hospitals. I can't name them all. And what has to happen is, I should say I started with myself. I'm being as transparent pretty much as they come. And when we take off the mask and become transparent and tell our truth to our children, to our communities, to our families, and then I believe a lot of issues will be resolved, and we won't make children, adults, or anyone feel as though if they have this illness, don't tell anyone, don't say anything, because you'll be judged. Because who are we to judge anyone who have dealt with any illness? But it just saddens me that it's not given the same understanding and care as anything else. As I grew up and not knowing what mental illness was, I knew I was different, but at the same time, I knew I wasn't weird or crazy or peculiar. Because how could that be when going to school, doing my studies and throughout school, that I was getting certificates, I was getting trophies, that I was getting put in gifted and talented programs? So it kind of didn't make sense that I'm weird and crazy, but yet I'm getting awards for things, for having great intelligence, or, you know what I'm saying? So it didn't add up. So, again, God gave me this vision about 4 years ago, and there were many times that I thought, okay, something is different, you know, but I've had moments where I've attended different empowerments, and it was at those events that there were a couple of people that prayed for me, and one being yourself, Aaliyah, and a couple of more people that prayed for me. And it actually did change my life, because, you know, it says the prayers of the righteous ones availeth much. And because of those prayers, it was life-changing. And I want to give the youth an opportunity to have a chance at a better, healthy, healed, whole life. And so that's why it's dear to my heart, because I didn't have the support until I was like 16. But then not truly understanding until I became much older that I went to counseling and got all of that. And again, if we start now by giving our children an outlet, because now they're taking so much out of the schools, I mean, what are the children going to have to express themselves? And so that's why it's near and dear to my heart.
Oh, man. I tell you, a lot of times when you find what your purpose is, it's like, what I'm finding is there's something that pulls on you. There's tugging, and that tugging can be something that has happened personally, or it could be something that happened with a loved one. You know, with one of the shows, the lady said, well, you know, it was a loved one that was near and dear to her heart. And so it's generally something that was personal for you personally, or it's someone that it was just a personal. And said, you know what, this is what gave me my moment, and I know I was called to do this. And I thank God that you understand your assignment, and I think God understand your assignment. It's so much greater than you.
Mm-hmm.
So much larger than you even can imagine even now. You know, many times people think they know, but when you just kind of step back and say, okay, God, You just drive, and I'll just follow. And then you just tell me where to go and how to do this. And I tell you, you're like, woo, I didn't even see it like this, you know. Even with this show, walking in obedience of this show, writing the book before, and then God said, okay, you're going to do a show. I'm not me. I don't know anything about this, you know. But you're walking on obedience. You're saying, okay, God, no, I was that little hurt little girl that was, you know, in that place of uncertainty, even into adulthood. But he said, nope, you got to come out of the shell because there's some people waiting on you. Now, what would you say to the person that is that person when you were in your 20s that was ready for to come out of that shell, but you didn't know how to come out? What would you say to that hurt little girl that is still in that shell? What would you say to her right now? She's listening, whether she's live or listening to the recording.
I would say the first thing is to start where you are. Don't put any demands on yourself of trying to figure it all out in one day. If you just say to yourself that something is happening here and I want to be better, even if you just say, I want to be better, this is not where I want to be, even if you're just saying that, that's so big. That's so big. And if it's saying, I don't know what's happening right now, but it's going to work itself out. And then the next day, if you say, I don't know what's happening right now, but I'm going to get some help. And even if you just write down, help me, or if you just write down just anything that can get you through, because what happens sometimes when people who are dealing with mental illness, it's not weeks in advance they try to figure things out. It's sometimes, and it's not even weeks, it's just moment to moment. It's some things of washing your face, brushing your teeth, combing your hair. Yes, it's just that critical. And people may think that that's funny or that's weird. No, that's not, because I myself, with some days, I would have to tell myself, get up out of bed, wash your face, brush your teeth, comb your hair, lock the door. It was just those basic things at home. And it was much bigger than for me to go out. Like, I was okay once I was like outside and, you know, I had got into a routine. But on some of those days, I would stay in the bed. And so I'd have to just talk to myself and say, it's going to be okay. And I'd say to myself, on some days, some people are not going to understand me. But you know what? It's enough for me to just to try to understand myself. And it doesn't matter what other people think. It matters what I think about myself. And even if I don't know how to figure it out, I would tell myself, somehow it's gonna get better. Somehow, and I would do a thing where I would pat myself on the shoulder and say, I got me. I mean, daily, I got me. And I believe that was something, one of the coping mechanisms that God placed in me. I got me. But at that time, I must tell you, I was not believing in a God, and I have to be so totally honest, and people would say, hey, you know, pray and all this, what have you, and I'm saying to myself, you know what, how about you believe in your God? Now, that's what I used to say, but until I understood how God was in my life, you just can't tell a person, oh, believe in God, pray, hallelujah, all of that, because what happens is they're probably going to turn a deaf ear, because what they're wanting to hear is, here is this God that everyone says is so great and so powerful. Okay, where was this God when I needed someone to help me get through these things, to protect me? Where was this God that you speak of? So you have to understand and let a person know, okay, they may see God in a different way. They may see God in a way of them saying at this stage, whatever they are, help me. And then a person goes, okay, I'll go with you to the hospital. I'll go with you to counseling. That may be their form of understanding, hey, there is a God, you know. So you just have to start where you are and not allow anyone to tell you where you should start or how you should start. You have to just figure it out yourself, and it's okay however you figure it out.
Amen. That is so true. And one of the things you said on a show that we were both on recently, you said something about it doesn't matter when, it's that you started something, you said. Do you remember what you said?
Yes, I did. I said, it doesn't matter when you start, it matters that you start.
Yes. I want you to post that in the event, please. in the event for this show. Post that in an event as a thing that you've said. So, guys, if you're just joining us, we have Angela Crook Lynch on tonight as our special guest. She is a spoken word artist. She's an actress, youth and mental illness advocate. She's the founder of Healing Hearts of the Arts. She does motivational speaking. And I'm telling you, she's been a blessing to many because of her transparency, her personal testimony. And so many times people walk somewhere and you look at them and you see what you thought was the finished, polished product. But what you don't know is on the inside, those people are so broken and they're just so bruised. But she walked through the, you know, through the mental illness track. Man, a lot of people didn't even know she was going through it. But to deliver her, he healed her, and now he's empowered her to empower others. And now she's going back, and she's empowering others. She's reaching out to the youth and helping them find ways of coping with using the arts as a coping mechanism, because that's what helped her through. She was writing, she was drawing, she was doing African dance. And so she's reaching out to the youth and saying, you know what, let's not throw them on medication. Let's find a way of freedom so that they can communicate. Because sometimes some of the children are hurting badly. They can't even communicate what they're feeling. And so I just give God praise that you are walking in your purpose and your passion as you're helping bring about healing to me. Because as you're helping bring about healing to the children, many of the adults that even raising them are touched and healed. So that's so much bigger than what you even thought you were doing. You ever thought about that?
No, I just was just trying to make sure that I if there's anything that I can do, you know, to help someone, because there wasn't any, you know, help or anything for myself that I knew of. And it's like it is my, I say duty, but it is an honor to be able to share anything to anyone, because I pretty much dealt with it from every angle that I'm not ashamed of anything to say it. I'm not worried about what people or family or friends would say, because my thing is, if it means saving a child or an adult life, if it helps them to not commit suicide on that day where they were thinking that no one's there, if that's the exchange, then I'm doing this for the rest of my life, you know.
So Angela, I want you to share with the audience, you shared with over the last 2 years you've been able to be a part of several movies and films. I know Hidden Figures that just came out on this past Friday. You had an opportunity to be a part of that. You were in you've been in a couple of the scenes in Spark. Is it called Sparkle?
Star. Star. Lee Daniels' new Fox TV show. Been filming. Have the opportunity. Afforded the opportunity to be a part of Star. I've been filming since September, and have been on there since then. And we're still filming. On set on yesterday, and as one of the core reoccurring background. And I'm just so grateful for that opportunity. Mr. Daniel is such an awesome director person, just having that opportunity that it has opened so many doors, met so many wonderful people on there. But it is such an awesome experience. I'll go back on last year. I was in Captain America Almost Christmas with Danny Glover and Monique, Alvin and the Chipmunks. This year, or right now, just a couple of months ago, finished Hidden Figures, and just so many more opportunities that I have, and just so grateful to have been a part of those. And so just been steadily working on Star since September. So just so grateful for that opportunity.
And that's such a blessing, because so many times people, I remember one of my guests, she had just retired from the post office. Like, I want to say she was 55 years old, and she said, I just started living in my 50s.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I retired years from there, and I feel like I just started living, because she had just become best-selling author. She had started, I want to say, writing a film, and she said, I just began living. Can you relate to that statement?
Yes. I myself thought that I was living, but I was not actually living. I was just existing. And that was brought to my attention by my godmother, Bertha Crowder, and I was telling her, like, what do you mean? She was like, you're just living. You're just going to work. You're just coming home. You're just eating. You're just existing. You don't actually really have a life. And I thought, like, wow, I don't have a life. And when I thought about it, I was just like a robot. And until I realized, okay, all the passions that I had, which the music, dance, art, all those things were things that I used to cope. So the music, listening to the music and singing, I was able to tune out the noise that was in my head. The dancing, I was able to, I had joined a dance troupe at my high school, and there was four categories and 5 points each. Well, I got 19 out of 20 points, so you think, hey, you know, I'm definitely on the team. But they told me I danced too African. I was disappointed. A few days later, I joined the African dance troupe that I had seen in the paper, and it changed my life. The African dance was one of the saving grace, because when I danced, I was able to travel in my mind, you know, and also travel throughout the state, winning awards and things throughout the state for dance. And I started out kind of a little timid and shy, but as time progressed, I was afforded the opportunity that one day the dance instructor didn't show up, and I was afforded the opportunity to lead the troupe, and that was life-changing. I was like, oh, my gosh, like, here I am, you know, thinking I can't do it, and they're like, hey, can you lead the troupe? So just when you think no one's watching, someone's always watching, you know? And that was something I did with the theater. With the theater, you know, acting, you get to become different people. And so dealing with the mental illness sometimes in my head, I was thinking, it's so much going on in my head. It's kind of like wires getting crossed in your head, and you're trying to figure something out, but you just can't figure it out. And so me doing the acting was a way to express myself. So, again, I say the acting was a saving grace that I had, but I was just, you know, existing. But now what happened, I'm living my life like it's golden, from the singing, still my African dance, wearing the hats of being, you know, film producer, filmmaker, you know, actress, just everything that I wanted to be, a children's author. So, again, it doesn't matter when you start. It matters that you start. And age, it doesn't matter. Your finances doesn't matter. It matters that you show up and say, hey, this is what I want to do. It doesn't matter this age. And I'm 51, and I'm proud to say that in these last 2 years, I've been living my life like it's golden.
Amen. I tell you, it's such a blessing. Guys, if you joined us late, we have Angela Crook Lynch on the line with us, and I tell you, such a blessing. She's hosting a fundraising event. Yours truly, I will be one of the media on January 22nd at Kingdom Works International Ministries, and she will be actually hosting her Free Your Mind Spoken Word Jazz Cafe, and so there will be networking and food and being able to just have vendors, all of this from 4 to 7 p.m. on January 26th. Tickets are just dollars, so you're going to be certain to a great cause. But if you're an entrepreneur, come out, bring your business cards, support the cause. Just, you know, meet new people, network. That's what it's all about. While you support a good cause, and be able to enjoy some great artists, musicians and singers, and I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to it. And that's going to be, again, January 22nd, 1303 Parker Road, Suite G. It's from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Angela, I want to see if you're going to open the lines for a moment just to see if anyone has any comments, any questions on anything said to this point, or if someone just wants to, you know, say that something you said or something that has been said has touched them in any way. So press one, guys. Awesome. If you are on listening live to 929-477-2178, if you're listening live via the phone line. Now, if you're listening via internet, you got to dial the number so that you can actually go. You'll dial 929-477-2178. That's option one. Once you press option one, that'll bring you in, and you can have a comment or question that you may have for Angela or myself, or if she said something that kind of like just hit home for you to encourage someone else. Because many times we don't think about, you know what? Well, I didn't look at it like that. You know, but one of the things I love that you said, and you know, kind of repeated this time, and you said it doesn't matter when you start, it's that you start. And I love it because so many times we take, you know, oh, you know, well, I'm already here 40 years old, I'm 50 years old. You said, well, I'm 51, and I'm glad to say that I'm 51, and I'm glad that you said that because you're doing all these films, you're doing all these fresh shows, and you're 51 years old and doing it well. And I'm just so proud.
Yes.
So proud.
Thank you so,
so
much. Thank you so much.
So y'all going to be shy tonight. I see that. Ha, okay. Being shy tonight. Sometimes they'll press that one. Every now and then they'll be shy. But I congratulate you in advance. I know it's going to be a great, great show because I know, you know, people are excited. People are excited to showcase their gifts, their talents, their abilities, but also excited about supporting such a cause because you don't have a whole lot of people out here that's doing that. You don't have a lot of people out here that's saying, you know what, how can I be a blessing to somebody? You know, you have a lot of people saying, how can I get paid for joy? I have a lot of people saying, how can I get paid? You know?
Yeah.
And so you're blessing the children, but you're being a blessing to the parents as well because it's helping reach them where the parents may not be able to, you know. So it's such a blessing, such a blessing. So, guys, if you have a question or comment, press 1. Again, that is January 22nd at Kingdom Works International Ministry, 1303 Parker Road, Suite G, Conyers, Georgia, 30094. And it's from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. So bring plenty of business cards, you know, different things that you can network with. Bring some cash so you can support the vendors. And be ready to snap your fingers to the spoken word artists, clap your hands to some of the singers and musicians. And so I'm excited. Are you going to perform that evening?
Oh, yes, I will. Definitely, I will.
Okay. Good, I tell you. I love to perform, and I'm
yes, I'm definitely going to perform. I have one piece, one spoken word piece that I would like to share.
Blessing. It's such a blessing how many times you come up.
All right, say it again. Hello? 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 Okay. All right, now I can hear you.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so the piece that I'm going to... Okay, the piece that I'm going to do is called What If? If we love with our hearts and not with selective minds and times when it suited us, what if we transcended all preconceived notions into a sea of forgetfulness so that we are not able to assume with our own insecurities? What if we looked into the eyes of others and found hope instead of fault, magnifying blurred visions of our own realities? What if we had faith in every man and woman and extended and got it all together and walked in peace? What if? What if we took off our mask we use to disguise how we really feel and love unconditionally so that people could begin to heal? And what if we walked in love instead of fear of what others might think? Maybe then we can unite and fight for everyone's right to just be who they are. And then we all together can light a light that will light up the world.
What if?
What if? Love it, love it, love it. You know, so many times, like you said in that piece, we're so quick to pass judgment and find fault with people. What if
you could just love them and find a reason to love them, even despite their fault? What if? I love it.
Yes.
I love it. Amen. So, God, we have Angela Crook tonight with us, spoken word artist, actress. She's wearing hats and so many people are being blessed. So many children are being blessed. And I'm telling you, are you going to be dancers there as well?
Yes, I will have someone that's going to do a dance. And I'm also going to have on one of the events, I'm going to have where it's going to be some of the youth on the next program that's going to be in March. I will have some of the youth on this program. I have some youth there. I have one young lady who is going to be doing a monologue with her mother, so that's pretty exciting as well. She's like 15, and she's going to be doing a monologue. So I'm just so excited because just wanted to get them young, get them out so that they'll be able to express themselves now so that when they become adults, they'll be able to just do it naturally and not have so many obstacles that they're dealing with and just feel free to express themselves.
Right. Free to be me. You know, I was going to schools and I do three times and motivation and things of that. I got the opportunity and it was entitled, I Kind of Like Myself. And I was, it showed all these variations of this child. And she was that coming out. And she, but I feel like my, regardless of all this, at the end of the day, I like myself. And that just really made me going to going out of story about self esteem, building them up, lifting them up what they are. And that was a second grade group. I had to do the same thing 2 days later for a fifth group. And I'm telling you, there was a lady that teaches us. I have a leadership, a STEM science camp that I do every year to come in my leadership side of things because they need this. They need this at any age. But I love the way you did that. And I'm like, it was all God. It wasn't planned. So, if you just be obedient and walk in everything that God is calling you to, you can uplift so many. And it doesn't matter the age, but if you catch them at an early age and lift them up and build them up. You know, when I did a story time with some three kids, the Lord showed me, he said, celebrate like this. And we always clap our hands. Then I said, now, give yourselves a pat on the back because you're going to learn how to encourage yourself early. Y'all do this with 3-year-olds. I go in and do story time at schools and daycares with my learn this from the book. I love the concept, Angela. It's such a beautiful thing. Empowering and impacting the children at a young age, a teenage, wherever. And
yes.
I definitely want to, I'm going to be doing this in March. I have to go ahead and get my date set up. for reading. I want to do something, a huge reading event to help bring more awareness to reading and making it fun again. Because the kids want to, kids like to read. So many of them want to play these video games and stuff, you know, and YouTube. Let's get them back in some books. We need to get some more to produce some even better books that's out here, you know, because we have people that are doing some things. Maybe get some of these teenagers to write some stuff they want to read.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is,
so that's
this,
something
this is
I'm looking to do in March, because March is Reading Awareness Month.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. So, Angela, tell us how we can follow you, keep up with you, see what's going on with you. You said you're going to be doing the Free Mind event every other month.
Every other month. Yes, so I'm on my Facebook. I'm under Angela Crook. I have my website called Healing Hearts Through the Arts. Also another page called Free Your Mind. That's Free Y-O Mind. Also you can volunteer, or there if there's anyone who wants have any donations they would like to donate through my PayPal account, which is healing.hearts1965@gmail. My number to contact me as well is 678-933-2075. My other email is angelacrook4365@yahoo. And just welcome anyone who would like to come aboard in any kind of way. Also, some events coming up. In February, I will be having an instrument drive, and we're accepting new and used instruments, art supplies, because some of the proceeds from the event will be used to purchase different art supplies and different things for the youth who are in our community. There's some children that I work with, and I can't name their names or anything, because some of these children are in safe houses. They're in group homes. They're in foster care. And so I will be purchasing different items to give to them. And some of them have done so well. With Healing Hearts Through the Arts, some of my youth, my babies, I call them, they've actually made T-shirts, and we will be giving some of those T-shirts to some of the youth. And two or three of the young ladies and one of the gentlemen, they're all like 13, and the one as young as 6, they've actually made some of the shirts, and they will be at the event on January, so you can get a chance to meet them and talk to them. And it's something now that they've actually started a business. One of the young ladies is my niece, actually, and she started a business, and she sells the shirts and some of her artwork. So there you have there at my first event. I have one of the youth from the program, and she doesn't have any mental illness or anything like that, but she just wants to help. And so she's making the shirts and donating some of the shirts, and then some of her own items that she's selling as well. I will also have, closer to the summer, I will have a Double Dutch competition. And the age, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how old you are. If you can jump and do Double Dutch, then you're welcome to come and try out. There will be teams and also there will be a bowl-a-thon, and that's Knocking Down the Stigma. That will be a step show, stomping out the stigmas of mental illness. So we have a lot of great things planned. We're going to have field trips and everything. So just looking so much forward to ensuring that our youth are healthy, healed, and whole.
Name. Amen. Just one more time, how we can follow you, when your event is, so that everybody can make sure they make a note of it and put it on their calendars.
Okay. The event is called Free Your Mind Spoken Word Jazz Cafe event. It is going to be January the 22nd, and it's going to be from 4 to 7 p.m. at 1303 Parker Road, Conyers, Georgia, Suite G. And it's going to be vendors, spoken word artists, singers, dancers, a jazz band, the Free Your Mind Jazz Band, as I've they've been called. And just so grateful for the opportunity. Thank my pastors, Apostle Zoe Leggett, Bishop Kevin Leggett, for providing the venue for me to have this. Thank Aaliyah Butler, which is yourself, and thank Dr. Womack for being the media, and also a shout out to Pam Pies, who will be doing the catering, and my junior hostesses, and just everyone who has jumped aboard and come in and to help me share the vision that was given to me, and I'm just so grateful for that.
Amen, amen. And were there any final words that you'd like to leave with the audience tonight?
What I would like to tell everyone that it doesn't matter when you start, it matters that you start. It's never too late. Delay is not denial.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we thank you so, so very much for joining us tonight on Fire to Inspire. We truly appreciate you taking the time to stop by and visit us, because we know you're very busy, especially with your event coming up in 12 days, and you're on the set, just coming off the set on yesterday. So we truly, truly appreciate you taking the time and everything that you do in the community and for our youth. We appreciate you, and I pray blessings over your life as you continue to move forward in the things that God has called you to.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it, and blessings all around.
All right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you were able to catch that tonight, I tell you, this was such a blessing with Mrs. Angela Crook Lynch. And the topic was Free to Be Me. I tell you, it's been such a blessing tonight. If you missed any of the interview, you want to go back and listen to the recording. I'm telling you, we were talking about Free to Be Me, and she's talking about, you know, how you walking in your identity, loving yourself. We talked about last week, the best and the most powerful tool and to be the best version of you was self-love. So we go from talking about self-love last week and to free to be you, free to be yourself, regardless of what people think, you know. And she's happened to have an event coming up that's about mental illness and reaching out to the youth in a fundraiser. So I will definitely be one of the media people on site that night. And I'm so excited about that. So we're excited. And guys, make sure you, if you're in the area, you come out and support. Tickets are only $10, and we are excited about this event. So if you are in the Conyers area or you're in driving distance, we look forward to seeing you there. That is January 22nd. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., a great networking event. They'll have light refreshments and a little bit of everything and everybody there. Also, last but not least, if you guys are have not had your opportunity to go out and get your copy of On Fire to Inspire, go out to Amazon or Kindle and get your copy of On Fire to Inspire. It's available on ebook, paperback, and if you want the audio CD, you can email me at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. You can get your copy. I tell you, you'll be blessed with the strings and the music, the instrumentals played by Third Heaven Sound, and vocals done by my actually speak forth every word from the book. And I'm telling you, God blessed me with that book. And every time I share pieces when I go and do them live, or if I have to go do book readings, I bless people, but it blesses me as I do it. So as you walk in obedience and walk into the things that God has called you to, you're going to be blessed because you're being a blessing, and it's going to in turn bless you. So I want you to make sure that you don't get caught up in trying to make everybody else happy and lose yourself. I want you to be focused on your identity. Focus on who God has called you to be. There are many gifts, talents, and abilities on the inside of you. And my prayer is that you allow God to lead you, to guide you, and have his being in you, because there is so much greatness on the inside of you. So much greatness on the inside of you. Now, there are two things that I want to do for you. I want you to listen to this piece. The first piece I want you to listen to
is going to be from my audio CD of On Fire to Inspire, and it's called Dare to Dream. After that plays, it's about 45 seconds long. After that plays, I'm going to do The Chosen One for you live. So listen to Dare to Dream, because these pieces are going to be a blessing to you. So listen to Dare to Dream.
Dare to Dream. So many people live their life merely existing. They never dream. They never set goals. They never achieve anything. They're just here. I dare you to dream. Dream big. Let your mind open up to the vast possibilities. You are an awesome person. All you have to do is dream. Dreaming big will take you to heights you never thought. The potential is limitless. I dare you to come out of your comfort zone and dream.
Time to come out of that comfort zone, people. It's time to come out of that comfort zone. Because the millionaires and the millionaires that you all are, it's not going to be producing that comfort zone. So it's time to come out and walk into everything that God has called you to.
And I need you to stay focused. We're 10 days into this new year. I need you to stay focused on the assignment and everything that God's placed on the inside of you. All right. So the piece that I'm led to do now a lot of times people ask me, girl, I need you to do The Chosen One. I need to hear The Chosen One. The Chosen One is the very first piece in the book On Fire to Inspire. And I tell you, when God gave it to me, everything he gave me in that book, it was given by him. And I'm telling you, it would bless me as I read the pieces. I was like, whoa, I wrote that. When did I write that? But it was just me being led by the Holy Spirit. But the piece that I'm about to do for you is called The Chosen One. Now, if you're in an area where you can close your eyes, I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to make this personal. You no longer hear Miss On Fire to Inspire right now. You hear the voice of the Lord speaking directly to your heart. And here we go. This piece is called The Chosen One. So your eyes are closed, and I want you focused. You are my chosen one. Yes, I'm talking about you. I love you so much that I chose you. You are an heir to my throne. You have so much in you that I want to bring forth. Speak life, live life, and make it happen. Why? Because you are my chosen one. Now, before you open your eyes, I want you to just give me a deep just kind of inhale deeply. Hold it, and I'm going to count to five. One, two, three, four, five. Now, I want you to exhale very slowly. Now, open your eyes. Now, if anyone is going to be a big girl or big boy tonight, I want you to press one and tell me how you feel. I want someone to tell me how you feel after you heard me tell you that you were chosen. Who's going to be bold enough to share tonight how you feel after I said that to you? Well, after the Lord had me share that with you. Press one if you want to share tonight. I want to hear somebody tell me how you feel after you heard The Chosen One. If you're on 929-477-2178, press one. If you're listening by the internet, you got to dial that number to share. Again, that's 929-477-2178. If you're going to share, let me know how you're feeling after that was spoken into your heart. Because there's so many people that are so unfocused. They're focused on everything but what God has placed on the inside of them. And now it's time to get that focus back and do what he's placed on the inside of you. I don't know what it is, but you know what it is. I don't know what's been burning on the inside of you. I don't know what it is that keeps coming back to you. But whatever it is, it's time for you to get focused on it. And the time is now. It's time to stop procrastinating. It's time to stop putting it off, stop delaying it, stop making excuses. The time is now. Someone is waiting on you, just like Angela. If Angela was putting it off, she wouldn't be impacting the lives of so many. She wouldn't even be inspiring other people of her age group, saying, this woman's still doing movies and shows, and she said she's 51 and proud. Now, there's someone that she's impacting their life. It's time for you to make an impact on someone else's. So who's gonna be bold tonight and press that one and share how you're feeling? I know you guys are not going to be shy tonight. I guess everybody is. But I tell you, it is time for you to walk in the greatness that's on the inside of you. I'm excited about what God is doing in you, for you, and through you. And I just need you to stay focused. I need you to stay plugged in to Him. I need you to keep negative people out of your ears, negative things out of your eyesight, and negative thoughts out of your head. If they come into your head and they don't line up with the Word of God, don't receive it. Reject it. Y'all remember the stamp, like you see something that you got a big reject stamp on it. Go ahead and put a reject stamp on that thought that don't line up with the Word of God and say, huh, reject, that's not my thought. That doesn't belong to me. But whatever it is that God has placed on the inside of you, anytime that you think about it, you say, you know what, God, I thank you. I thank you that you're giving me clarity. I thank you for the details as I move forward in obedience and do what you called me to do. And I promise you there will be some things as you see it unfold. Get yourself a journal and just start journaling it, just writing it down, your ideas, thoughts. Just write it down and go back and revisit it. Even a week later, you'll be like, wow. A month later, go back and look again. Just be diligent about it and focus, because someone's waiting on you. Someone's waiting on you. Guys, I'm so excited about what God is doing for you in 2017. So last week, our topic was entitled, The Most Powerful Tool to Become the Best Version of You is Love. Tonight, we said, Free to Be Me. We have Blossom Rise coming with us of Come Out and Live. So I'm telling you, we starting out the year with just building you up and loving on you and allowing you to love yourself. I need you to stay so focused. I need you to walk in love, walk in forgiveness, and do everything that you can from a pure place and a pure heart so that you can see everything that God has promised you. Again, guys, I thank you for listening in. I thank you for your time. Tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I love you guys, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. I'll talk to you then.
I am fire.